So, Minnesotans, congratulations. You've hit a historical mile marker. You're now the proud owners of the longest government shutdown in history. This is day 12 of the shutdown in Minnesota. And Governor Mark Dayton and the state legislature still can't find agreement on a new budget. All but the most essential services now are closed down. 22,000 state workers are staying home. 66 state parks gated up. Even websites are closed for business. Joining us now, Jim Ulmer. He's among those 22,000 people out of work. He inspects school buses and 18-wheelers for the Department of Public Safety. And I understand, Jim, you got a letter earlier saying you were laid off until further notice.
That is correct.
And you're not getting paid?
No.
So what are you doing with your time?
Primarily, you know, you do what you got to do. You cut back on everything, and you go into kind of a survival mode.
Well, I mean, is this the kind of thing where you're going to have to find a job at some point, or you're able to wait it out?
Well, hopefully we'll be able to wait it out. But, yeah, if it gets to that point, if it goes too long, then you have to start looking for some kind of employment.
Does it bother you? You know what I think that would bother me the most? That I was not getting, if I were you, I was laid off with no paycheck, and yet the lawmakers who refused to come up with a budget deal are still collecting their pay.
That's correct.
Doesn't that bother you?
You know, I look at it, they're getting paid part-time wages for a part-time job. I'm losing full-time wages for a full-time job. Yeah, it bothers me.
Okay. Also, it would bother me, too. In fact, let me put this out to our listeners as well. 877-8-MY-TAKE. Give me a call about what you think about the Minnesota shutdown and that particularly unfair point that while the lawmakers argue that all these state employees aren't getting paid and the lawmakers are. Also with us, Bill Salisbury, chief political reporter for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. Bill, what is the holdup in Minnesota? What are they arguing over?
Well, we have two very principled groups of politicians fighting with each other. One is the Democratic governor, Mark Dayton, who ran on a campaign of taxing the rich to plug a $5 billion gap in the state budget. And on the other side are new Republican majorities in the Minnesota House and Senate who ran on campaigns to rein in state spending. That's the basic disagreement.
So, and they were all lawfully elected, so we don't really know what the will of the people is.
No, that's right. We elected polar opposites last year.
Well, Jim, what do you think? Is the solution to the budget crisis to tax the rich, as your governor says, or to cut services?
I think the clear option is you've got to start taxing the top 2%. They pay less than percentage less than I do. Let's be fair about it. You know, let them pay the same percentages that public workers pay.
Well, although public workers aren't paying anything because they're not being paid, that's Jim Ulmer. He's one of the 22,000 workers that has been laid off because of this government shutdown. Also with us, Bill Salisbury, chief political reporter for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. Bill, what happens? I mean, at some point, it has to reach the critical mass, right? I mean, at some point, there must be some government services that have to get back up and running, right?
Oh, certainly. Schools have to get back up and running, and city governments, many of them are largely dependent on state funding. The problem is those points have been delayed. The courts have ruled that the schools have to be paid money that was appropriated before this year, so most schools have enough money to keep on going through this calendar year. The same thing happened with cities. The courts ruled that the appropriations that were made last year and are not about to be paid until this month and again in December have to be paid. Those appropriations are already in the pipeline, so the cities will get their money. Most critical health services also will be paid because the courts have ruled that they are essential services. So it's taking a while for the effects of this to be felt by most Minnesotans. The fact of the matter is most people in Minnesota probably see some inconveniences, but they haven't been affected yet.
Well, it's been almost 2 weeks. Bill Salisbury with the St. Paul Pioneer Press. Bill, the irony here, another irony, and there are many, is that this is an argument over cutting costs in many ways, and yet this shutdown is actually costing the state a large amount of money. Do we really know how much it's costing?
No, we don't, because the fiscal analysts who do those calculations have been laid off. But what we do have is some estimates made by our newspaper, other newspapers, radio and television stations, and totaling them up, it's roughly $65 million. That's the best guess, but it's just a guess.
Per week?
Per week.
All right, so we're almost at the two-week mark, which means $65 million times two.
there's a conservative group that's running a cost clock, and as of yesterday, we had lost approximately $97 million.
Jim, that's Bill Salisbury, chief political reporter for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. We're talking about the government shutdown in Minnesota, which is now into its 12th day, the longest in U.S. history. And I'm sure, Jim, that's not the kind of honor that you really wanted for your state, right?
No, I think it's kind of embarrassing, actually.
So who do you blame? I mean, do the people of Minnesota blame a particular party, or is it just a kind of a function of the sort of deadlocked political system in the country?
No, I think it's rather clear in the people that I talk to, and that's my neighbors, friends, family members. They're putting the blame firmly right on the Republican Party. They refuse to compromise at all with Governor Dayton. He comes out with new proposals almost daily, and their answer to everything seems to be no.
So do you compare this to what's going on in Washington, Jim?
This is more far more personal for me because obviously I'm not getting paid to go do what I do. The problems in Washington, yeah, it's probably pretty similar, but this one's a lot more personal.
How long do you think you can last before you're going to have to find at least a part-time job?
My wife and I talk about that, and it'll be a month or two, I suppose, that we can squeak by. But yeah, once you get past the state fair, which is in August, September, then you're really got to start thinking seriously about it.
Jim Ulmer was a commercial vehicle inspector for the state of Minnesota. Right now, he is laid off because the government is shut down there. Also speaking with us, Bill Salisbury, chief political reporter for the St. Paul Pioneer Press, talking about the shutdown in Minnesota. The entire government shut down for 12 days now. Thank you, gentlemen.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All week long, we're looking at the growing problem of unemployment in our country, not really referring to the laid-off workers in Minnesota, although they are unemployed at the moment. We're wondering if you think Capitol Hill is focused on the right priorities. Your politicians, are they looking at the right things? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.